You're listening to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben, where entrepreneurs become intrapreneurs on the web.
Good. Well, tell us about Shelley Ellis Consulting. What do you do? What do you consult with?
I specialize in something called contextual advertising, which is a niche in the paid search world.
Okay.
And there's lots of acronyms out there. There's SEM and PPC and paid search. There's a lot of ways, you know, that you can call paid search. But actually what it is it's all keyword oriented. And most people know it by the ads that you see in Google. That's paid search. But there's another sort of small underworld, content targeting and placement targeting, also called contextual advertising.
Oh.
And I am one of the very few people who sort of dabble in that world. So
I love hearing about the underworld.
The underworld. Okay, right. You heard it first here on Everything Internet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Well, what it is what it isn't is the ads that you see in Google. So if people are searching for you, they do a keyword search for you, that's paid search. That's sort of the traditional SEM.
Okay.
So it's more like the billboard advertising of the internet. So if you're on CNN.com or if you're on MarthaStewart.com or maybe AskMen.com, and there are all sorts of ads. There's image ads. There might be a video ad or a gadget
banner ad.
The banner ads. You might even see a text ad. All of those fit under contextual advertising. Mobile advertising, also, all these smartphone things that you're talking about.
Right.
If you do a search on a mobile phone, mobile advertising also fits under the contextual advertising umbrella. So all of that is contextual. And there's really an art and a science and a little bit of mad scientist kind of stuff going on to be successful with contextual advertising, because it's still a relatively new, people have been doing traditional media advertising. They go out to CNN.com and they negotiate with them and they buy advertising. That's been going on forever. But actually being able to go into your AdWords account with Google or your Bing account or Yahoo or maybe some of the other, you know, there's AdBride and Asdaq, being able to go into those types of advertising mediums and then cheaply by advertising, banners and text ads, that is still just a few years old. And so that's, you know, I came into that specialty a few years ago, have absolutely loved it. It's really fascinating. It's changed a lot. And that's where I am.
Yeah,
right
I was going to say, you know, we think of, you're right. I mean, it's not that old. It's only a few years old. It seems like now everything we talk about has been around forever. But it hasn't.
But the internet changes very quickly.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a couple of terms, SEM, which is search engine marketing. For those of you that don't know all the acronyms we use here, because we often do leave you behind.
Yes, Ed tries to use acronyms that I don't know.
And Lisa calls me on it sometimes when I do that.
And so, PPC, which is pay-per-click.
Right. And contextual advertising. Now, just hearing the word contextual advertising, I would think I'm placing an ad in the context of the people I'm trying to reach.
Exactly. And there's lots of different ways to do that. With Google, we can create a keyword theme. So if I took a few words and I put them together, for instance, red rose bouquet and bridal bouquet and maybe, you know, just rose bouquet all by itself. If I put those words together, Google has sort of figured out exactly what I'm trying to target. So they will then go out and place my text ads or my banner ads or my video ads out on pages on the website or in their content network that are relevant to that audience. And then there are other ways, too. You could actually go out to brides.com and tell Google, hey, I'd like for my ads, you know, my text ads, my video ads, my banner ads, I'd like for my ads to show on brides.com. So there's a lot of different ways that you can actually set up your account. With some of the other ad distribution companies, you can select a category. So you could select weddings as a category and tell it, hey, just show me on any site that's relevant to weddings.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
That is very interesting.
So what's the difference between content targeting and paid search?
Well, paid search is, that would be if I actually bid on the word bridal bouquet or maybe Rose Bridal Bouquet. So someone knows what they're looking for. They do a keyword search for that, and my ad shows up. And I kind of go into the whole keyword auction. So I'm bidding against other people, and whoever has the best quality score but plus the best bid, you know, all those things put together, then my ad would show. But with content targeting, it's more like someone is on brides.com, and they may be trying to plan their wedding. They're looking at champagne fountains, and they're looking at places to have their wedding, and maybe some tips, and maybe how to deal with the mother-in-law and all those things. But I know that they're in the mindset for weddings.
Right.
So that's their context, mindset.
The wedding mindset. So if I show my ad for bridal bouquets or red rose bridal bouquets, then it's right in front of them at the right time in the right place.
Gotcha.
So who uses contextual? You've talked about this bridal deal. Who are some of the other people that use contextual advertising, and what do they do with it?
Everybody uses it, from the little bitty businesses to the Fortune 500 companies and everybody in between. And they use it for everything from branding to actually trying to generate a sale or a lead. Some people use it for reputation management. There, you know, you have those blogs out there that are just ranting and raving and, you know, or telling people how bad you are. Well, you could actually set it up so that you could target that blog or maybe other conversations that are negative and maybe put an ad out there that says, get the facts. You know, nothing bad, just neutral.
Right.
Says, get the facts. So a little reputation management. Nonprofits could actually put out ads that solicit donations or volunteers. So there's just a variety of things that you can do with this type of advertising.
So virtually everyone uses
virtually
contextual
everyone.
Advertising. So, well, what's the difference between, say, content targeting and placement targeting?
Content targeting is mostly keyword targeting.
Okay.
So I use those keyword combinations, and I put those keyword themes together, and then Google takes that keyword theme and goes out on their content network and finds relevant sites based on that keyword theme. And that's a pretty, you know, it can be pretty simple. You can put one word in there, and sometimes Google figures it out, and sometimes it takes a few words for Google to figure it out. There's not really a set number of keywords. You know, sometimes one word works better, sometimes
three or
four words.
So it's just dependent on the context in which you're dealing with in terms of how much it's been
and
manipulated.
Popularity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, like brand terms, for instance, if I were a brand new athletic shoe company, then I might actually piggyback and I wouldn't actually be bidding on my competitors' terms, but I might be using them to say, okay, Google, if somebody's looking for this brand of shoe, they might be interested in my brand of shoe.
Okay.
So it's not exactly, I mean, you're not doing trademark infringement or anything like that. You're just telling Google exactly where to target your audience, people for your ads.
Okay.
So what's coming up next? You know, Google launched a relevant search last year. So what's coming up next for 2010? Crystal ball?
There are so many cool things coming up. They have Google just launched some things with their product search. So if you go, you know how they've had Frugal and Basecamp and all these things, and nobody's really shown a lot of interest in that. They've really had trouble getting people to have an interest in that. So what they've done is they have actually combined that with paid search now, their keyword paid search. So if you enter your products into their system, and sort of like the little catalog system where people could actually search for your products individually.
Right.
You can now combine this with your keyword ads. Well, then there's another element that they just added too. It's a little plus sign with videos. So you could they haven't quite launched that yet, so I think that's coming.
They're gonna be launching
it's
the gonna video.
Be coming. So if you have your YouTube channel going on and you have your paid search channel going on, you could potentially combine the two. Link them together. Something else that's really cool that's coming is, and it's actually, I believe it's already launched. I'm not sure. It's just the last few weeks that they've even announced this. So they have this dynamic ad capability where if you sell tickets, for instance, to a concert, you could actually dynamically have your ad set up so that every time the ad comes up, it says 100 tickets left, 85 tickets left.
Put a little urgency
on
there.
Yes.
Oh, that is cool. That's very interactive.
Yes.
It can be, huh?
Well, thanks for being with us today on Everything Internet. It's gone really fast. It's really interesting stuff that you have going on.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Thanks.
You'll have to come back and let us know how it's going.
We'd love to.
Stay in touch. Well, you are listening to Everything Internet right here on CNN 1190. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to have our final segment of 2009.